Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, Twirling Productions and Twirling Entertainment presents Love Talk. Your source for inspiration and information. We're broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C. All the lies are cheaper than hell, and what we do is what the lies are, expose some of the liars, and reveal some of the secrets, and that way we can have better relationships in our community. We are sponsored, as always, by Tranquil Mind by Rod Massage and Wellness. And everybody is invited in the DMV to the new facility on 304 East Diamond Avenue in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Have a facility there where you can come in for a sports massage, for a Thai massage, and also for relaxation and wellness tips as well. And it's in the Pro Fit Club at 304 East Diamond, so you can stop by and do Zumba, kickboxing, as well as get your massage and wellness needs by Tranquil Mind by Rod. So if you want to schedule an appointment, we still go to your home if you choose, or you can come to our facility in Gaithersburg. You can go on to facebook.com/TQMind. You can tweet me at RST44. Go on to my Facebook, Rodney Stevenson Post. And as always, you can give a call at DMV 240-778-5219. And once again, Tranquil Mind by Rod, massage and wellness. And we are opening up a new facility this week, so looking forward to seeing everybody there. And tonight's topic is the Homecoming Parade. As a lot of people know, Homecoming is happening next couple weeks pretty much across the country at all schools, high school, college. So today's topic, we want to talk about the things that people do in order to prep for Homecoming, that parade of just the fact of people that you have not seen for 10, 15, 20 plus years, and now you want to try to give that presentation of what is going on in your life. Some of it might be authentic. Sometimes people go down there and put on a front, either a physical front, a professional front. They do certain things to make themselves look like they're being successful, and that happens a lot of times relationship-wise. They want to prove to some people that they have this successful life, maybe a successful marriage, looks like a nice family. So we're going to get into just the parade that people do when it comes down to homecoming. And it may not even be that they go down there presenting themselves in a certain way, but it just may come off as a certain personality, a certain attitude that people may have around them, seeing them with a successful family, with a successful husband or wife, and they want to try to have issue with that. So there's always this big parade that goes on where people march around and people have spectators and you have the participants. So we're going to definitely get into that. But first, before we get into that, we got a new track by Toy Sugars. We all know she's working on an EP right now, but she took a little time to do a little freestyle session in the studio. So want to play that. There's the premiere of Not Your Type by Toy Sugars on Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment.
I am not your type, cause you ain't looking for no one. You better get the life, I ain't trying to be trying. I am not your type, cause you ain't looking for no one. You better get your life. I ain't trying to live.
Around, look right, sit tight while you play around, silly clown. I'm not that chick, and don't you ever assume that you were my first pick. To all my women, independent, some would never understand. understand it, but this is my message to you. Elevate, motivate, remain loyal and true. Don't never let a man define who you are. Your elegance, confidence by far. Being for yourself, stop holding no one nothing. Left. Love is blind, but it can often take your last breath. Love is blind, but it can often take your last breath. Yeah.
Right there, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the homecoming parade. We're talking about how people put on these personas, put on these this personality when they go to their homecoming. The whole concept of homecoming, of course, is just the gathering of people that haven't seen each other in a very long time. They want to try to catch up on things, catch up on old times, you know, try to reflect on some of the things they did in the past and also talk about what they're doing in the present. So when it comes down to homecoming, a lot of people do the reflection of the past, look at the relationships that they had in the past, in high school, in college. So they go to different lengths to prepare themselves for this homecoming because they know there's going to be somebody there that they're going to see that they used to be attracted to once upon a time. There might be somebody there that they used to have that crush on at one point in time, somebody they dated at a period of time. So the first phase that some people want to do is that they want to put this presentation up. If you're single, then you want to see exactly where this person is in their life to maybe see if there might be that spark or that reconnection that you might have. So this part of the parade is the marching band. You're putting on the nice outfits. You're preparing yourself to make that big presentation, to march into that homecoming and really show where you are, where you stand, and maybe see if there's that spark there, so that fire there. And sometimes that's not a bad thing to think about, you know, that person that you were interested in the past. Think about that connection or that relationship that you had in the past. But also you got to think about the length of time that has been since you've seen this person, especially if it's, you know, college, if it's high school, and you've been out of high school or college for a long period of time. You know, a lot of people going to their 20th anniversary, their 15th anniversary, even their 10th anniversary. So it's been 10-plus years since you've seen this person, and now you're going to go in there and you have this concept of who they were back then. So people have this perception, okay, I remember how he was back then, I remember how she was back then, so I'm going to put on this presentation because I know this person. But in 10, 15, 20 years, people can change. Their mindset can change, their maturity level can change, situations can change. So it's about putting on the persona of where you are now and try not to focus on where you were back then. Now, that is from the single perspective. You got some people out there that are married as well, and they know that there's people out there that, you know, those same people that they may have dated, that they may have had a crush on, they may have had a relationship with at one point in time, and now they either want to show off where they are now, or they want to just see if, you know, they still got it, in essence. You know, the people that are just trying to show off, some people will go down to the homecoming and say, now look at me, I want this person to see what they could have had if we were still together. People want to put on that air saying that, hey, you know, look, I'm married, I've got children, I got a successful career, I got a nice home, I'm living in this location, and now I'm coming back here and I'm going to show off because this is what you could have had, this is what we could have been, now what? Some people go down there like that, and they want to put it into the person that they, person's face that they had that relationship with. Now, also, you have some people that look at it in the aspect of the people that are around them, and the people that may have commented to them or may have talked about them before, and now they want to go down there in that same frame of mind. They want to go down there and say, hey, you know what? I want you to see where I am. I want you to see what I have become. And this is where some conflicts can go, because you got some people that will try to strike you down. They'll try to bring up old things in the past that they know about you when you get down to the homecoming to your spouse. So especially if your spouse has never been to the school or may not be affiliated with the school that you went to, and now you're going back there, you got a lot of haters that will come around and will try to destroy the things that you're trying to build in your relationship at the present by bringing up things in the past. So how do you march in this parade? How do you get to that level where you're going to get there and try to put on the right presentation of who you are at this present time and not worry about everything that you did 10, 15, 20 plus years ago? That's the line you got to tiptoe at certain times. You have to make sure, one, that you understand that these people have changed. The people that you thought were friends back in college, back in high school, have changed. They've progressed, they've regressed, they've diverted their attentions to other different things, where the people that you might think are friends may not be as friendly now to you. They might distance themselves from you. And this is very common because people split off. People think, okay, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all this is helping keep people close together, and to a point it does. But what it also does, it opens up that door and opens up the avenue to have other people try to destroy the relationships that you may have. So this is the parade. This is the sensitive part and the concept of how it can be difficult sometimes at homecoming. Homecoming is supposed to be a time of fun and time of reflection, a time of trying to make sure that everything is going smooth. Everything is, you know, everything is just nostalgia and reflection. But sometimes when you get down there, things can just go completely left field, and it's a matter of how to handle that when you see the people that you want to see and to see the people that you don't want to see. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and we are talking about the homecoming parade. And this, like I said, this is just something that people's concept and people's point of view when it comes down to homecoming has about themselves when they want to put on that good show. And on the line right here, I got my man Doug. Love, Doug, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, man, hey, nice to see you on the show, and I want to hear your thoughts about this here, homecoming. Homecoming time is homecoming season, and people are trying to put on that presentation to the people that they may have, you know, had relationships back in the day, had some sort of connection with, and now they want to show off, look at me now type of thing. So where do you stand when it comes down to the homecoming parade?
My thoughts are, you know, part of me, I'm a humble guy. Part of me is, you I don't want to show off. I'm not like that. I don't want to be that show off guy, that type of person that's just gonna be all out there. That's not me. But then part of me, if you've done me wrong, wants to stick it to you so you can see how I'm doing. And no, it's not with, you can't see me out with other, like other females, because I don't care about that. It's not that. I want my success to speak for myself. Like, you left me when I was down and dirty, when I was down bad, but when I'm all right and I'm getting it and my bank account overflows and I'm hopping in something new and all that. Yeah, I want you to see me just show you where you messed up at.
And that's the thing. A lot of people they go in there with that concept, saying that, hey, you know, I'm going to show people where I am right now, where I stand. And sometimes when you do that, when you go into it with that frame of mind, I'm going to try to show off where I am and who I am now, look at me now type of concept, then it could backfire on you and somebody can throw some old bones in your face that might jeopardize or ruin some of the things that you've done.
Yeah, I can. But when you do that, you got to say like 10 Hail Marys and keep it moving. You can't be afraid. You can't be ashamed of what you did in your past. You just got to let it go. I mean, you didn't. You can't be ashamed. Like, the only time you're ashamed is if you did something, like, really bad. Like, really bad, but it happened. You can't be ashamed. You can atone for what you did and move on. That's how it has to be. Because females will never let you forget what you did in your past. They'll always bring it back, throw it in your face. Always. And now, if a female they expect you to forgive them. Like, oh, you know, yeah, I know, I just, you know, I took your heart and I torched it with a flamethrower and I, you know, I pissed and crapped on it, but forgive me, and they expect you to be cool with it. But let a guy do that. Oh, no, he gets cussed out. He gets yelled at. All her female friends hate him. Her mother hates her. And the whole nine. It's like a whole lineage of women is mad. So it's not. That's so one-sided. But nobody thinks of
that. That's true. Nobody thinks of that particular aspect. Exactly. And then when the homecoming time comes, and when you see that person, when you confront that person that burned you like that back in the day, it's almost like, okay, how do I approach this person, or do I even approach this person at all? Should I just say, okay, I'm just going to ignore this person because, you know, she already just burned me 10, 15, 20 years ago, so I'm not even going to pay her any attention. But at the same time, you want to say, okay, look, you burned me, but look, I'm standing right now, I'm successful, you know, I got my house, I got my car, I'm doing all these big things, and where are you right now?
Yeah. I mean, for me, if I see him, I'm just going to ignore him. I try to erase him out of my life like I never knew him. And that's happened to me a couple of times. I've seen a few people I dealt with, and I mean, try to say hi, but she said the wrong thing and she was going to get linked on if I would have spoke. So, you know, I just ignore her. I don't know you. You told me don't ever speak to you again. I'm not going to do it. So when you see me, don't say hi. Just keep walking because I don't know you. And I'm not going to look for you. If you see me, cool. But if you want to say hi, if you go out your way to say hi, cool. I'll say hi, but that's it. I'm going to keep it moving. Then if you really want to speak, we can talk, but know that I'm going to get what I just said out the way first.
Yep, I hear you, and that's the main thing. You say what you want to say, and you put it out there. And hey, if it's meant to have that, you know, communication, so whatever. If it's not, then you keep on marching, and that's what the homecoming parade is all about. You know, your homecoming is about the celebration. You know, so that's why it's very important not to dwell on things that may have happened 5, 10, 15 years ago. And just focus on the now and focus on, hey, the people that I'm cool with, I'm gonna get with, and we're just going to enjoy the weekend and just do our thing. that's what it's all about. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment, and we are talking about the homecoming, about homecoming season. And this is homecoming season all week, so that's what, all month we're talking about homecoming, and this is all about revisiting some of the things that may have happened in the past and the past relationships, and also trying to see how that played a long-term effect on where you are right now. And this here, Case of the X, this week, is something that was sent to me in an article about lost love, and this kind of feeds into the whole homecoming aspect. About there are some people that realize that they may have had that love back in the day for a person, but now they realize, okay, that wasn't really the love that they wanted to be with. Now they're moving on and realize, okay, there's still love for that. There's still love, but was that the right love? Was that the love that would carry over to that long term after, say, after high school or after college? So now homecoming comes back, and you see that person, and those feelings get revisited. And when you're in a relationship and you see that person, you're like, man, I remember back in the day, that was the one I wanted to get with. That was the person that I thought I loved, and now I've moved on. You know, how do you approach that particular person?
I just say, hey, I just keep it moving. If I don't want you anymore, I don't want you. I just keep it going. What's the point of me dwelling up old feelings and old times and talking, like really getting in depth, talking to the person about how they, like, either played you, how they, you know, did the old hokey doke, whoopie doke, you know, how we shuffle around you, or how, you know, they just never give you that straight answer. How they just side danced everything. There's no point. I don't, like, you didn't want me, cool. And I'm not going to dwell on that.
Exactly. That's the thing. You know, you gotta make sure that, hey, if it was meant to be, it would have been, but it's not. So you gotta make sure that you're reflecting on the now. And this particular article it kind of breaks it down. So the fact is, love is not enough. All the fairy tales, the stories, the movies you heard lied to you. Because love is never enough. Because love is not rational. And they're talking about the irrationality of people falling in to these emotions, and then when things don't go right, you know, that emotion it might be cut off. But when you see that person, especially, you know, come around the homecoming season, and you're coming back to that place where all the nostalgia was, and if you went away to college and you're going down there and you have all the feelings, all the emotions coming back in, it can sometimes spark that in the back of your mind that this might be, you know, that this setting might bring back some old feelings, old memories. But like I said earlier, you got to look at the now. You got to look at where you are now and just say, hey, you know, this was cool. This is basically a photograph in an album. And that's how you got to look at it. You got to look at that period of time that a photograph in an album, and you can reflect on it, but see where you are now when it comes down to your current relationship, your current situation. And like I said, if it was something that was meant to be, then when you come home, then it'll be. But if not, then it's just all about just enjoying the moment. That's exactly what homecoming is all about. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. And I want to hear, what's some words of wisdom that you have for us today, Mr. Doug?
Well, if it's been more than 10 years, hell, 5, just forget about it. It doesn't, like, come on, clearly it doesn't matter if that person comes up to you, oh yeah, you know, and you're trying to get into you, trying to pick your brain and all that. Just forget about it. You know, just make them, like, basically make them talk to your man tone, dial tone. Don't pick up. Don't go with it. And another thing is, also, there's a lot of double standards out here. I know y'all don't want to hear it, but there is. There is. When it definitely comes to love, like, a lot of women don't admit to the wrong they've done. They won't. They act like they never did anything wrong. But expect the men to always own up to the wrong, like, own up to everything. You know, everything is his fault. No, it don't go that way. I'm sorry. It's not cool. It's not what it, no. You own up to what you've done. Because it's not always the man's fault. You know, and it's just not, you know, you're going to deal with a man, a lot of y'all are going to deal with a man that's just not going to be for it, is not going to deal with it, and he's going to, if you don't own up to it, he's just not going to, y'all will have nothing, basically. Because it gets on a man's nerves.
That's a valid point right there. A lot of people realize that there is a blame game that goes on. So people blame, you know, people want to try to pass the blame on somebody else when something goes wrong. So when that particular situation is revisited, it's like, okay, you know, we didn't go this far because you were the one that did X, Y, and Z. And sometimes you just got to let that go and just say, hey, you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah.
And don't try to pass that blame game on to everybody else.
And no, you're not always a victim. You can't always be. It's not always just. If you're in a relationship and it's always and something, you know, the same things always happen, or something like always cheated on you, this or that, it's always the other person's fault. No, look at yourself. Because there's something you're doing that is not right. Whether you're going to the same type of people, you're attracted to the same people with the same characteristics, whether you're doing something wrong, you point the finger at yourself because it ain't always the other person's fault. Look at yourself because you got a part of the blame. You got part in it too. If you don't want to, you know what? I'll do it for you because it's not always the other person. Stop playing victim. It's not cute, ladies. Fellas, don't play with the music, but it's not cool.
Hey, that's the word of wisdom right there from my man Doug, and this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions.
You don't like
Toyland
it? Antichrist. Oh well. If you don't like
you
it?
Know
oh
where
well.
To reach
okay.
Him. You know where to reach him. You know the feedback. And that's what we want. We want to hear some feedback. We want to hear some of the things that you want to talk about, and also some of the things that you think about the topics that we have on this show. You can always hit me up on Twitter at RSD44. You can hit my man Doug right up here, DOFresh, on Twitter. And just let us know what you think about these situations, because we want to make sure that we are giving the best information when it comes down to the homecoming period and it comes down to relationships in our community. And once again, we are sponsored by Tranquil Mind Massage and Wellness, and we're opening up the new facility at 304 East Diamond Avenue in Gaithersburg. We're opening up tomorrow evening, so if you want to stop by and get your massage and wellness needs taken care of, stop by 304 East Diamond Avenue, Gaithersburg, the ProFit Club Center, right next to Victor Litz Music, and we'll definitely take care of you. So, as always, thank you for listening to the show each and every week. And once again, Doug, tell them where they can contact you.
Oh, where you can contact me? DOFRESH on either Twitter or Instagram, or I can't give you my direct line. Or if you have an iPhone, hit me on that at DOFRESH at AOL.com through my iMessage. I can't give you my direct line or my work line. Can't do that.
We don't want them.
But,
we don't want them getting at you. but
well,
appreciate
I'll
it once again.
Me. I'll be more fitted like Charlamagne. I'm good. I don't care. Hate me. Like Nas. Hate me now. I don't care. Y'all got to hear it anyway. And if you don't like
somebody,
you don't
got somebody got to give it, and that's what we're gonna do, and that's what we do on this show. So like I said, this is what
Ball
we do
rise.
Each and every Monday. And stay tuned for the Rise TV show on Sunday. We're going to talk about the election, and we're going to really get into more of the political things. So until next time, this is DV, and that's Doug O. D. Love. So until next time, we'll talk.